I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. As we forge into the Advent season, Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says we need to make supporting gospel missions a daily priority. He compares it to the supply lines in a battle. Without supplies, the frontline warriors will lose. And if you're a supply line supporter of gospel missions, your role is critical.
I would just say to someone who is a supporter of Christian ministry, please don't think you just are somebody who writes checks. No, you're on the field. You are in the game. And according to God's word, you as the sender of the people who proclaim Christ day after day where they are in ministry, you as the sender are at the foundation of the entire effort to get the gospel out around the world.
And after years with only an outdated New Testament translation, the Chewa people finally have their first ever full Bible translation. Biblica's Hans Kombrink shares.
Through God's word, he is breaking through the lies of false religions and syncretistic rites to draw people into a relationship with his son. And a lot of that obviously happens through reading the Bible, but it can only happen when people understand what they read. And that is why this specific translation is so important, because it is a contemporary translation in Chichewa.
Please pray for this Bible translation in Malawi to lead people to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and this month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book, In My Father's House, stories written by a woman for women to help you in your faith walk. Get your free copy when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.